Hello, everyone. My name is Sarah, and it is a pleasure to welcome you to my chair. For the next few days, you will not only hear my voice, but that of my good friend and pastor, John Tiernan, as we talk through building the habit of finding your chair. All right. So, John, this is it. The last piece of our conversation, which, we could keep going on, and maybe this one will be an hour long. I don't know. Stay tuned. But we've been talking this week about building the habit of finding our chair and incorporating these spiritual formation practices on a daily basis. And so you talked about on day one about what a habit is. You talked about how to make it obvious, how to make it attractive, how to make it easy. And then today you're going to bring it home with talking about how to make it satisfying, and you're going to drip in a little bit here on the power of community and how that's involved in this whole building spiritual formation habit. So I'm really excited about this one.
Awesome. Well, I'm excited to talk about it as well. And we're thinking about how God made our brains to function. And so with that, make it obvious, we need to let our brains see the thing that we want to do. Mm-hmm. Making it attractive, there has to be some level of desire that we want to do the thing, and there's something built into it like, oh yeah, I want to do that again today. Then make it easy. Our brains can't get intimidated before we start. We can't give up before we get going. We say, oh, I can do that.
That's
our brains have to believe it's worth it. You know, so make it easy enough to sustain it every day. And today it's making it satisfying. When you're done, there should be some sense of like, I'm really glad I did that.
Yeah.
That felt really good. Mm-hmm. Right. Like there was something about that was worthwhile.
Yeah.
And back to what you said before, we want ideally for our hearts to be so holy that when we finish spending time with God, there's always that sense of satisfaction just because we were with God, right?
Yep.
And there's also this part of us that needs to take into account our humanity that needs to have some sense of satisfaction that in addition to or alongside that really pure desire of just being with God,
yes,
that we're going to talk a little bit about what those things can look like today.
Yep.
All right? For those who are already in the habit of finding their chair, let me talk to those individuals for a second.
Okay.
They might be kind of in a dry season where it's like, yeah, I read my Bible and pray every day,
right,
but I just feel like I'm going through the motions and it's kind of dry.
Hit cruise control.
Yes. Mm. So they might not be finding it as attractive as they used to, and they also might not feel as satisfied when they're done.
Right.
So for them, an encouragement to just practice some of the other spiritual disciplines. Mm-hmm. Incorporate those in addition to reading scripture and prayer. Maybe there is some silence you could incorporate where you just sit and be in the presence of God, say nothing, just open to whatever he wants to communicate. There might be a discipline of fasting or studying scripture instead of just reading a devotion. You're going to go and study the word for yourself, maybe with some other scripture study tools or a concordance or whatever it might be. So there's just a little word to those who are saying, hey, I'm already finding my chair. How can I make it more satisfying? Those are a few hints for that.
Yeah, level up.
Level up. There we go.
Yeah.
Now, to those who are just building this habit, potentially you're 4 days in to the building the habit of finding your chair for the first time, or maybe for the first time in a while, you're rebuilding this habit. There's a few ways that you can make this satisfying that I think are simple but powerful. And one of them is habit tracking.
Okay.
Actually tracking every day that you do the habit in some visible, tangible way.
Okay.
That could be as simple as a calendar where you just put an X every day, a little check mark, whatever it is. For me, over the last 6 months, it's been really helpful to have a little Google spreadsheet on my phone. and I put a little X on that day for the habit I'm building. And so the big habit that I've been working on for the last almost 6 months now is waking up with my first alarm instead of hitting snooze. And I've put an X almost every day because that makes it satisfying to make that choice.
Yeah.
And it's just like, yep, I did it today.
That's excellent.
I followed through on my commitment.
Right.
And that feels good.
Yeah.
It feels like, wow, yeah, I kept that commitment to myself.
It does. And as an aside, John used to be a math teacher, so spreadsheets and are not intimidating to you.
Love spreadsheets, probably a little too much.
Yeah.
Love the spreadsheets.
I'm never going to put the spreadsheet app on my phone, just saying.
That's fine. That's fine.
You might but have the calendar.
The paper calendar.
Yeah.
Yep, there we go. And what's cool about YouVersion, which we're having more and more of our reading plans on for Grace these days, is they have it built in.
Yes.
You get to have a little completion every day. You do your readings, you read the devotion, it marks it as complete, and it keeps track of your streaks.
Yep.
So every consecutive day, you get kind of this little streak meter, keeping track of it so you don't miss, which is just their way, YouVersion's way of helping us build a habit of finding our chair, which is so cool.
And they give you little badges along the way too, right? As just this like, It's a way of like honoring you for sticking with your commitment.
Yes. And this is probably really important. I remember learning this as a teacher, right? These little rewards, mm-hmm. right, that make it satisfying at the beginning. Long term, you kind of hope that like
right.
a year, 2 years, 5 years in, like that you don't need a badge to want to read your Bible and pray, right? I get that.
Right.
But when you're getting started, yeah. those little rewards that make it satisfying to build the habit are so helpful.
Yeah.
And so that's, I just keep reminding, you know, when you feel like, well, why do I need a streak counter on YouVersion yep. or a badge or whatever? If it helps you spend time with God to get started, if it helps you on the journey of making this a mm-hmm. regular habit in your life, use it.
Yeah. Yeah.
To the glory of God.
Yes. And as a former teacher, I too remember talking about the difference between the extrinsic and the intrinsic motivations for doing something. And then ultimately you want to be intrinsically motivated. But like you're saying, give me the sticker. I'll take the sticker because right now I just need that to help me keep going.
To get started yeah. and keep going. Yes.
It's great.
On the journey of making it a habit where the motivation switches over to intrinsic.
Yes.
And your brain switches over to making it more automatic.
That's good. So listen, anybody needs stickers, just contact John. He's got them.
We'll be sending stickers as you complete your find your chair habits. You got it. So the other thing that's really helpful to make it satisfying is to do this with somebody else. Mm-hmm. When you are finding your chair and you're in contact with someone else who knows that that's what you're trying to do every day and you're communicating about it, such a helpful way to make it satisfying. Mm-hmm. Because when I send to my friend who knows I'm trying to build this habit, hey, I did it today. So whatever confirmation that is, I feel better about having done it.
Yeah.
I know they're celebrating with me, right? Yes. It's this little mini celebration. Mm-hmm. They're excited too. And hopefully that someone who's also building the same habit, I'm just as excited when they send me a text, you know, read my scripture for today.
Yeah.
One step up from that, you can send a thought or a scripture that you read that was meaningful to mm-hmm. you to that person. Mm-hmm. So now not only do they know that you did it, they're being encouraged by something yes. that God spoke to you.
Yep.
And you're being encouraged by something God spoke to them. Mm-hmm. This is huge.
Yeah.
This is huge. I would say anyone who's trying to build a habit right now, any habit, mm-hmm. but especially finding your chair, anyone who's trying to do that alone is crazy. I'll go that far. I've come to embrace my own weakness as a human, as a sinful, selfish, impulsive human
yep.
to realize God has brought brothers and sisters into my life
yeah.
to help compensate for my weak willpower.
Yes.
He's brought them in to help make godly habits more satisfying
yeah.
in the short run mm-hmm. so that these become part of my ongoing lifestyle right. And fabric of my life.
I love it. That's so good.
Can you talk about how YouVersion incorporates yeah. this idea?
Yeah. So YouVersion, I mean, goodness, I think YouVersion can answer all of these, like, make it obvious, make it easy, make it.
yeah.
YouVersion has really thought through. Maybe they read the book too. I don't know. But they, on there, when you choose to start a plan, it will ask you if you want to do it privately or share it with friends. And if you hit share with friends, then on the next page, it will ask you, like what day you want to start and then give you the option to invite friends to do it with you. And so if you already are friends with people in YouVersion, you can just select them or you can just send the link via text or via email or some other app. You can send a link to the YouVersion plan and that easily allows someone to literally join you in the app doing the plan. And so every single day, not only are you reading the devotional and the scripture for the day, but then there's this talk it over section that's part of it, where you can leave thoughts, quotes, you know, throw in a scripture, whatever it is, but you can talk it over with one another. And I've done it with like one-on-one, I've done it with a small group, and I'm doing one right now with like 40 other people or something crazy. And it's just fascinating. It's so good. Because like you were saying, I don't think that we're meant to do the Christian life alone. I think that there are these spiritual formation practices that we must intentionally choose ourselves and follow through with. And there is something to be said about that quiet, alone space of finding your chair with God.
Yeah.
But we're still meant to be doing it in community. And there's that mutual upbuilding and edification that happens when we do it in community. And for me, just to be honest, I'm going to be less shame and guilt ridden when I fail if I'm acknowledging that to someone who loves me and they're going to turn around and just like encourage me and help me to get back on the horse, if you will,
yeah.
and give it another go. Whereas I might just like crawl in my shame hole and be like, well, I'm a terrible Christian. God doesn't want to talk to me anyway. And then not do it for 6 more months.
Yes.
Whereas all it would have taken was a kind word from a friend to redirect me to the love of God to do it again tomorrow.
Absolutely, which is a little counterintuitive. We think we think we're going to be more ashamed or embarrassed when we fall off our habit in front of somebody else. But in fact, it gives us a greater likelihood of experiencing His grace, His encouragement, and re-engaging with the habit that we really want to build. So I love that you said that. I think that's really wise.
That's good. Well, listen, everyone, I hope that something that John has shared with us this week has encouraged you, has given you an idea to take a next step. Go re-listen to them if you need to, but they were, help me out, John. We started with make it obvious,
make it attractive, make it easy, and make it satisfying. And a little shout out to James Clear, author of Atomic Habits, for pointing out these helpful hints.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you so much for joining me in my chair this week and all of
it's
those listening. Yeah, we'll see you soon. Thanks, John. Thank you for joining me in my chair today. John and I hope you found our conversation helpful. If you have, I encourage you to like, subscribe, and share. For more resources from Grace Church, visit whoisgrace.com/read. I can't wait until we meet again.